9 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting on commission remarks. We do have multiple board position openings coming up, so if people would like to get on our website and check those, we have two for the 911 Advisory Board, three for the Board of Adjustment, one for the Board of Equalization, four for our park boards, one for our planning and zoning, three for the Senior Citizens Board, one for the Sewer Board, one for the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, three for the IDA Board, three for the Developmental Connections, and one for our Graham Clark Field. Any other commission remarks? Moving down the agenda, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 473657 through 473706, warrants 8259 through 8260, one journal entry or transfer. Oh, no, that's me. I need to amend that, please. I move to approve checks number 473657 through 473670, 473672 through 473706, warrants 8259 through 8260, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Brandon, aye.
Sheila, aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I did a roll call.
You guys did. That's good.
Move to approve check number 473671.
Second. Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One abstention. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 30th, 2023, and we also have executive minutes for October 30th, 2023.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 30th, 2023, and executive session minutes for October 30th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have approval of Missouri Department of Revenue Form number 4379. This would give the authorization for access to our auditor, Mr. David Clark, Taney County Treasurer, Melanie Smith, and the Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Do you have anything to add about this, ma'am? This is a continued form that is approved annually, is that correct?
Correct. Every year we must submit that, yes.
And this allows access to those three elected official department heads?
Correct.
Just those three individuals?
Just those
three. Just those
three. Yep. So you don't need anybody in your office?
No.
Okay. You guys have any other questions on it?
Ma'am?
No.
Any questions? Okay.
Yep. Move to approve the Missouri Department of Revenue Form 4379. Authorizing access to David Clark, Melanie Smith, and Stephanie Spencer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Our next order of business, we have approval of SERP annual contribution election form. We have been provided previous 3 years of actions and motions that have taken place.
Currently, 4% is taken out of any of the new hires or the ones hired since 2000.
That is correct.
I think in the past we've selected whichever one we do and then mark it Exhibit A is why the motions read like they do.
Correct.
So we can do it that way. I guess in 2020, the motion was actually made to approve it with the selection. So however you guys want to do it, I'm fine with.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Do we want to leave it like it is or we want to change it?
Yeah, so the two options we have, the county's current election will remain in effect during 2024, or the county will change how the 4% contribution is paid as follows, and then a description line. So if we could state in the motion if there's any discussion to change it, we would need to do that. Otherwise, if we could state in the motion to remain in effect for 2024, if that's the decision among the commission.
I would move that the county's current election remain in effect during the 2024 season.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Next order of business is City of Hollister request for funding agreement approval for the central dumping station engineering design and bidding phase. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
In front of us, we have Mr. John Suti from Taney County Environmental and Mr. Brent Daniels from City of Hollister. Good morning, gentlemen.
Save me that introduction. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
He's well known. Oh. We got Kelly Burgess out here, Public Works Director.
Yeah.
We have another spot if you would like to step up, Mr. Burgess.
Travis, our course project engineer, is there. If you have any questions at all, he's there to answer those. Okay. I'll just read through my information report if that's okay.
Please.
Okay. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project, and this is the Central Dumping Station project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $140,900. This amount will cover the cost to provide for the engineering design and bidding services necessary for the Central Dumping Station project. The amount being requested is based on a contract fee negotiated between the City of Hollister and HDR Engineering Incorporated dated August 23, 2023. The City of Hollister is currently receiving approximately 50,000 gallons per day of unscreened waste from our local septic haulers. The city expects this amount to continue to increase annually due to growth and other factors. This unscreened waste contains gravel, rocks, rags, and other trash that is very abrasive and harmful to the treatment process and equipment. Due to the volume of waste the city receives daily and its effect upon the city's wastewater treatment facility, the city is experiencing extended downtime and costly repairs. With the addition of this process equipment, the city will have the ability to screen the septage to remove the unwanted debris and provide protection for the downstream equipment and the wastewater treatment facility. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until September 30, 2024 to provide sufficient time for the work to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on October 5, 2023. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This project is feasible and meets the criteria for approval necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
This is one of the projects that was already approved during the budget time, was it not?
Well, you know, Brad Albrecht had brought this to the commission on April 24th of this year, and there was a need for the project, and the city is by far seeing the vast majority of septic haulers going to Hollister. There's no doubt about that, and there has been a couple of occasions that debris has gotten through the process, and luckily that they were able to catch some of the debris before that was a major issue. But this is just kind of a growing situation with them. You know, just the gravel, the grits, everything that comes through that process is abrasive to the pumps and the impellers on the pumps and all the other equipment. So it would really be a blessing for the Hollister to have a project like this, to be able to have this kind of equipment to protect their stuff. But we had talked about the financial part of that, and Brad Albritton, of course, who watches that budget very closely. We haven't had as many reimbursement requests this year just due to equipment taking a while to get to the site, like Hollister's project is going on. So we haven't paid out that much reimbursement. So there is funding available for the engine. This is just the engineering phase, but there is funding available for the project. It won't be completed this year, so it will be a carryover project. So whatever amount that we don't reimburse this year, we'll have to carry over in our 2024 sewer sales tax projects, and Brad Albritton and I will be talking to you all about that here in the next few weeks, I'm sure. So,
okay.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I have none. We do have that letter from Keck and Phillips LLC dated October 4th, 2023.
Yes.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County and the City of Hollister for the Central Dumping Station project engineering phase.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Good thing.
Next on our agenda, we have the BJA FY 23 Rural and Small Department Violent Crime Reduction Program Grant, Safer Communities with Technology Through the Use of Automated License Plate Readers, ALPR, file number 23-143, S for Sheriff. In front of us, we have our Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commission.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Upon review of this grant, there is several requirements. And those will all be handled through your office, is that correct?
Correct.
To make sure all those are met.
There's one statement where it says it's imperative that the county and the Taney County Sheriff's Department read and understand the requirements contained within the agreement. So we're going to rely upon you and your department that you've read. And
I have. There was 40-some of them, and it took me a couple hours, but I read them all.